From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor meets with Sharif in Islamabad. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Pakistan to meet with the Prime Minister and other top officials to discuss a range of topics, particularly terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil, according to the U.S. State Department. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif today in Islamabad, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest and the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. Protesters are taking to the streets today for the second day of the two-day rally in Malaysia's capital to demand the resignation of Prime Minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Bersih, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. Here is one unidentified protester.
We need answer. Some answer that, like, the leaders of our nation, they never, like, they don't want to answer. Or something that, some excuses that they gave us is, like, so stupid. Stupid answer, what kind of donation? Billion US dollar in your bank account. And then you say that it's donation. What kind of alasan, what kind of answer is that? Oh my God. You think your Malaysian citizens are stupid? No.
While rally organizers claim Saturday's turnout was 200,000 police, police said the crowd was well under 30,000 people. From Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for a special meeting of European Union interior and justice ministers within the next 2 weeks to deal with the continent's escalating migrant crisis. The ministers said in a statement today they want to find concrete steps to solve the growing migrant dilemma. Macedonia declared a state of emergency earlier this month in response to daily border crossings from Greece of some 3,000 migrants pushing toward Western European countries. In Macedonia today, some 500 migrants boarded a train that leaves twice a day for the nation's southern border, where they can cross over into Serbia. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest said today the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He is calling on Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to pardon them.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Grest, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Fahmy and Mohamed were taken into custody Saturday. Grest returned to Australia earlier in the year. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across the large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event. Former President George W. Bush was there Friday. And President Obama was in New Orleans on Thursday to talk about the city's resilience and its future. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu on Saturday spoke about his hometown.
The city of New Orleans clearly is on a path to a better place. But we have always said that we are not going forward if we cannot go forward together, and we will not leave anybody behind.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces today reestablished government control over a key district in the restive southern province of Helmand after days of bloody clashes with Taliban insurgents. The offensive to retake Musa Qala was backed by NATO-led airstrikes, and it killed or wounded more than 220 insurgent fighters, a defense ministry spokesman told reporters. He said government forces lost at least one soldier while several others were wounded. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.